Raised Sports is a proud member of the Storyhanger Podcast Network. For more information, go to storyhanger.com. Hello, friends. Bob Harkins here. So, in Season 2, we're following minor league pitcher Cole Uvilla as he navigates his first full season as a professional baseball player. And that journey starts now, essentially, with Episode 2. But if you haven't listened to the first episode yet, it's really important that you do, because we dig into Cole's backstory, and it's pretty unusual and really interesting. So go ahead and listen to episode 1, then come back and catch up with us here. And in the meantime, support Raised Sports. You can do that by becoming a member at patreon.com/raisedsports. Or if you don't like the commitment of Patreon, you can actually just make a donation directly on raisedsports.com. And we even have t-shirts for sale over there designed by our friends at Cool Fire Studios. Thank you so much for your support. Now, on with the show.
It was laid out to me really well by my area scout when I got drafted. He said, listen, you're a 24-year-old, 40th round pick that signed for $1,000. You have to be the best version of you every time you pitch.
Every young baseball player dreams of taking the field in the major leagues, but even the best find out quickly that it takes more than dreaming to get there. It takes talent, hard work, and even a little bit of luck.
There's times where I've, you know, kind of had things planned in my head and like expected them to go a certain way, and they normally don't.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Raised Sports Podcast, in which we'll go deep into the minor leagues and follow a prospect as he works towards what he hopes will be a shot at the big leagues.
The organization's going to test me, and if I can hold up, then great. If not, then they'll find somebody else, and that's kind of the nature of the business.
He'll endure long bus trips and short paychecks. He'll tinker with his game as the competition gets tougher, and he'll battle through the aches and pains that come with a long season.
This is part of the game. I mean, playing a little bit banged up, I mean, you're never going to feel 100%, you know, in a 140-game season.
And along the way, he'll constantly look for any edge to improve his game, to impress, to find a way to advance up the minor league ladder.
When I'm my best is when I'm not thinking too much and I'm just out there to embarrass the hitter. For the rest of my career, just out to show the world.
And a swing and a miss, strike three. Pumps the fastball past Benson off in the zone.
Episode 2, The Best Version of You. Drafted as a 24-year-old, Cole Uvilla knew that he had to start his professional baseball career well to have a chance to stick around. Most pro players his age already had at least a couple of seasons under their belt, and since the Texas Rangers had invested only a $1,000 signing bonus in him and his surgically repaired right arm, they probably weren't going to have a ton of patience. Cole would get a chance, a legitimate chance, but he knew that his leash wouldn't be that long. The scout who helped him, and who we heard from in episode 1, Derek Tucker, had been blunt with Cole. He made it clear that the odds were stacked against him. Here's Derek again.
It wasn't an easy guy to take. Obviously, he was, you know, 24, 25 years old around the draft time with one surgery already, and he was at a small NAI school. And, you know, like, on paper, that does not add up well at all. And so it was like a lot of the intangibles that are like, hey man, if we're gonna send you out, and this is a conversation we had with Cole, like, you're gonna be fighting an uphill battle from day one. Like, you're gonna be the last guy picked, you're gonna be the last guy on the totem pole, and every time out it's gonna have to be like you're basically pitching for your life in baseball.
Then Derek adds a postscript as to why he urged the Rangers to take Cole.
I did believe that he would do that. And I have no problem at all, like, endorsing, like, my name with him at all.
Pitching for your life in baseball. That's what Cole was facing from the start. It sounds daunting, but he was ready, and he was confident that he had the will and the talent to make the most of his opportunity. He would prove himself despite being drafted in the 40th round.
Just overall, the the Rangers kind of talk about, once we draft you, you know, everyone's a first rounder and everyone is viewed the same. And with the bonus money and the signing bonus stuff, there are some guys that get a little bit more time, but, you know, they deserve that. And one thing that the strength coach said to all of us in our one of our first meetings when we all got to Arizona right after we got drafted is, he said, not everyone is going to get an equal chance, but everyone is going to get a fair chance. And I definitely believe that to be true, and that's really all I wanted.
Cole's first taste of pro ball went really well. Drafted in June and sent to Spokane of the short season A Northwest League, he quite frankly dominated. Using a mid-90s fastball, complemented with a slider and a changeup, Cole struck out 48 batters in 31 and two-thirds innings, producing an ERA of 1.42. He had passed his first test, but it was just the beginning. So as Cole prepped for the 2019 season, he figured the Rangers would be aggressive in challenging him, and that's what he wished for, in fact. He guessed he would be sent to one of two places, both of them in North Carolina, the Hickory Crawdads or the Down East Wood Ducks. Hickory is a full-season Class A team in the South Atlantic League. Down East, located in Kinston, is about 260 miles east of Hickory and even further up the talent ladder. It's an advanced A team in the Carolina League, and its players are a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more wise to the ins and outs of pro baseball. But before Cole found out where he'd go, he had to go to Surprise, Arizona, to participate in the Rangers' minor league spring training camp. And while he had mixed results there, he came away viewing it as a great experience overall.
It was cool, you know, spring training, kind of, you know, it was up and down. You know, I had some bad outings and some good outings, and kind of, you know, there was some indication that I was probably headed to Hickory, which was the next level above Spokane, where I was at in 2018.
Cole had already showed in Spokane that he had a top-notch fastball, not only thrown hard, but with plenty of backspin, resisting gravity, almost appearing to hitters like it rises. When the young batters of the Northwest League geared up to try to hit it, he'd leave them flailing at the occasional off-speed pitch. But Rangers coaches told him that his other pitches were not good enough, not consistent enough. He had a slider that he threw in the mid-80s, and it comes in looking like a fastball, but then it breaks away from right-handed hitters and into lefties. He occasionally threw a curveball, high 70s, a looping pitch that breaks from 12 to 6 if you're looking at the face of a clock. And he had a changeup, a deceptive pitch that has the look of a fastball, but it comes in about 10 miles per hour slower, messing with the hitter's timing. But Cole lacked the sharpness and command of those pitches, and the Rangers wanted to see him not only improve them, but to control them better before they advanced him too far within their system. So because of all this, they decided to send him to Hickory, with the promise that if he showed them the results they wanted to see, they'd move him up.
And, you know, I went there, and the pitching coach kind of sat me down and was like, you know, I mean, breaking ball development is what we're going to focus on. And, you know, I think, you know, if you start, you know, landing a consistent breaking ball, you know, you could get out of here pretty quick.
Cole liked the sound of pretty quick, so he joined the Hickory Crawdads with confidence. He'd accepted the challenge from Tucker and from the Rangers, and he was ready to show them as much. He'd fine-tune his breaking pitches and prepare to hold them to their word. That was the plan. Privately, Cole decided his goal was to be in Down East by the All-Star break in mid-June. Just entering his first full season as a pro, he could feel the clock ticking, and he wanted to press the issue.
It was laid out to me really well by my area scout when I got drafted. He said, listen, you're a 24-year-old, 40th round pick that signed for $1,000. You have to be the best version of you every time you pitch. They're not going to give you time and years of time to develop. I mean, it's just it's the business side of the game. You know, you have to come in and you have to treat every moment like it's your last. And that's just something that mentally I kind of pride myself on. I just try not to ever shut it off. You know, I just want to always be ready to go and excited to go and kind of pitching with a chip on my shoulder.
The South Atlantic League proved to be about as challenging for Cole as the Northwest League was. That is, not very challenging at all. Like in Spokane, the hitters he was facing now were inexperienced, on average about 3 years younger than him. They were impatient, eager to hit, and Cole was able to take advantage of that, setting them up with that powerful fastball, which he threw the majority of the time, and then leaving them flummoxed by the occasional off-speed pitch. His first outing for Hickory was on April 5th against the Lakewood Blue Claws. He pitched 2 scoreless innings, struck out 2, and earned the save. 4 days later, he tossed 3 scoreless innings against the Greensboro Grasshoppers, striking out 4. In his next outing at home against the Kannapolis Intimidators, 2 innings, 1 hit, 4 strikeouts, no runs. But as often happens in baseball, just as everything was going great, a little wrinkle of misfortune struck in that outing. In this instance, the random bad luck wasn't related to his pitching at all, but to his fielding, sort of, and even more so, to some slick, damp turf at Hickory's L.P. Franz Stadium.
So there was like a slow roller, a guy kind of like swinging bunted my fastball, and it was a really wet, like moist night, and I went to kind of like slide to corral the bunt ball, and then I was gonna, you know, like throw it from my knees because it was over by the on the first base line. And when I went to slide, my knee just got went like straight into the ground because it was so like wet and moist, and then like it just kind of like pulled my hip out of socket.
It sounds terrible having your hip pulled out of your socket, but while it was concerning, it wasn't really a serious injury. It was enough, however, for him to check with his trainer after the game. And while he was doing that, someone came and told him his manager wanted to talk to him. Cole thought it was to ask about his injury, so he prepared his answer. The hip is banged up, but it's not too bad. He'll be fine. He just needs a little bit of a break. The manager's response, though, surprised him.
So the trainer and I went into the head coach's office to tell him, you know, that my hip's fine, but probably needs a little bit of rest. And he said, okay, well, is it going to get really stiff in a 3-hour car ride? And Bronson, our trainer, was like, nah, it should be fine. And he's like, okay, well, good, because you got you're headed to down east. You know, you got a 3-hour car ride ahead of you.
The Hickory Crawdads had opened their season on April 4th. 10 days later, the Rangers proved true to their word. Cole was already being promoted to Advanced A. He had set a goal to pitch in the Carolina League by the All-Star break, but he had crushed that goal by 2 months. Obviously, being promoted was a huge thrill for Cole, but there were also some immediate challenges to deal with, and we're talking about things much more mundane than blowing away professional hitters with blazing fastballs. Cole had to prepare for a new level of competition. He had to acclimate himself to a new group of coaches, a new clubhouse, and new teammates. And on top of all of that, he had to move. But as it turns out, the move actually wasn't too tough. Major League Baseball teams are always doing this. They're always shuffling players through their minor league system, so they know how to do it. The Rangers are no exception.
I got an apartment, I was on a lease, I had roommates, I had a bed, and then I just left. So, but the Rangers, you know, kind of a theme with, you know, anything I'll say about the Rangers is they just take like unbelievable care of us, and they basically refunded me for all my expenses. They refunded me for my bed, my groceries, and my rent in Hickory. So it was kind of an easy transition. And then we found an apartment, you know, in North Carolina. A little bit farther down the road, though.
Another thing the Rangers did that made things easier for Cole, they promoted his friend and roommate Jake Latz, a pitcher who he had played with in both Spokane and Hickory at the same time. That's why he said, "We found an apartment." The pair had gone from Hickory to down east as sort of a package deal. So the details of moving were relatively painless, but he still had to get there. And to join his new team, he wouldn't be going to Kinston after all, at least not at first. Before that, he had to catch up with the Wood Ducks on the road in Virginia, where they were taking on the Salem Red Sox. So Cole caught a flight to Roanoke, then took a quick Uber over to Haley Toyota Field to walk into the Down East clubhouse for the first time. Once there, Cole found a welcoming environment, and there were some familiar faces on hand. Manager Corey Ragsdale, pitching coach Steve Mintz, and the rest of the staff he had gotten to know during spring training in Arizona.
I was like very quickly like welcomed into the bullpen, a bunch of really good guys out in the bullpen and down east. And then, yeah, the coaches, which I've known and worked with in spring training. I was actually in the down east working group in spring training. So I was with those coaches and those players throughout spring training. Like they break you off into working groups. And so I was in the down east group. So, you know, I had some familiar faces, and, you know, they did a really good job of, you know, just, you know, making me feel, you know, no different than I did in Hickory.
Cole saw his first action at Advanced A in the third game of that series in Salem, April 17th, and the Rangers continued to stay true to their word. They were going to push him. His first taste of the Carolina League came in a high-pressure spot. He entered the game in the fifth inning, two outs and two runners on base. Cole got a strikeout to end the threat and get his new team out of the jam. And then he went back out for the sixth and struck out the side, three up, three down. His Carolina League debut couldn't have gone any better. And for the rest of April and into the early part of May, Cole continued to churn through the Carolina League just as he had done in his previous stops in the South Atlantic and the Northwest Leagues. In his first five outings for Down East, he pitched 8 1/3 innings, struck out 13, and didn't allow a single run. Less than a year after being drafted, Cole had already been promoted twice, and just like his previous two stops, he got out to a great start at Advanced A as well. But not everything was perfect. And if there was a knock on him during this run, it's that his command wasn't the best, which was hurting his efficiency. In those first five outings for Down East, Cole averaged more than 5 pitches per batter, more than 17 pitches per every inning he threw. It could be a sign of the hitters being more patient at Advanced A, but would it be a sign of trouble to come? Thank you for listening to the Raised Sports Podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Bob Harkins. Music credits go to Jazar, Kevin McLeod, and Jason Shaw. And the theme song comes from DL Sounds. Special thanks once again to Cole Uvula for letting me follow his journey through the 2019 season. And to Derek Tucker as well for his comments in this episode. Stay tuned for episode 3, in which Cole finds out that the hitters in the Carolina League are better than he anticipated and much tougher than anything he has faced before.
The batters are much more disciplined. They have a little bit more of like an approach. You know, there's a lot of free swingers. The younger the guys get, they're a little bit more free swingers. I mean, now I'm facing guys 23, 24, 25 years old with some experience. You know, they hunt pitches.
Thank you for listening. Have a great day.